We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, 6:52 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm Steve Simpson. Here on the morning news this morning, of course, one of our big stories, the judge yesterday in Hennepin County rejecting the latest version of a proposed charter amendment on the future of policing here in Minneapolis. Judge Jamie Anderson ruling just days before early and absentee voting begins in this city. If her ruling stands, it means any votes on the question will not count. But there are some more legal possibilities here, and joining us right now to talk about that, the attorney for Yes for Minneapolis, Terrence W. Moore, joins us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm doing quite well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Okay, so the judge says the updated language still isn't right. What are you folks doing, or what have you done since that ruling yesterday?
Well, the ruling came through late yesterday afternoon. I have Yes for Minneapolis as my client. We have appealed. The city of Minneapolis has also appealed. And we will be filing a petition for accelerated review. Fancy name for saying, Supreme Court, please listen to us right now. We don't have any time left.
So will this go right to the Supreme Court, or does this have to go through something else quickly before it gets there?
Well, you have to, as a lawyer, the rule is I go to the Court of Appeals and they go directly to the Supreme Court. But on the outside, it will look like just straight to the Supreme Court.
Gotcha. So it seems to me that because of where we are right now, it's already Wednesday, these things are supposed to be done Friday. The only way this question gets on is if it stays the way it is, right? Because there's not going to be enough time to craft a new question.
Well, only way is a strong statement, but the reality is you're correct. To get on the ballots by Friday, now the city council has surprised me twice before. They're very fast when they need to be. But reality is we're asking the Supreme Court to approve this language that's already printed on ballots.
What struck me about the judge's ruling yesterday was she used some of the same wording that she used the first time around. So she didn't feel that there was enough, including the words unreasonable and misleading, I think. So she didn't think that this updated language was very much different from the last. What do you make of that?
Well, with all due respect, we disagree with the judge's decision. The question is for the voters. Can the voters look at it and say, is this the public safety amendment, or is this the amendment about the stop sign at whatever, right? Which amendment are we voting on? That's what the law is. The detail, the effects, those kind of things are all supposed to be for the campaigns to tell the voters about. The important thing here is the voters should have an opportunity to decide whether or not this is a good amendment. And so in order to do that, the question has to be on the ballot.
Yes, for Minneapolis, Attorney Terrence W. Moore joins us here on WCCO Radio in the morning news. Again, getting back to this whole question, you know how these referendum questions and these ballot questions work. Everybody on both sides, they try to game it to their advantage, right? I mean, we can all at least agree that that's part of this process. or at least to make sure the other side.
I don't think politicians ever play games. I don't think politicians ever do it.
I hear you dripping with sarcasm. Yes, I hear you dripping with sarcasm. But the point is that is there a way to get this? I mean, you believe it's right now, so I guess the question is moot. You believe that this says enough, but do you understand the judge's point that, look, this doesn't lay out graphically enough what this would actually do, whether you agree with it or not, whether you agree with the point of it or not?
Right. The law is very, very clear on what it is required to do. The statute says it's required to identify which ones you're voting on. There's a case from the Supreme Court called League of Women Voters. That's the voter ID case, mm-hmm. where it said very clearly, directly to your question, you don't have to put down what the effects are. The League of Women Voters question was one sentence. It was a voter ID case and said, should we amend the Constitution to require voters to present identification? That was the question. Now, the amendment was far more complicated. As this is a reasonably straightforward amendment that we're talking about today, but the question does not have to and shouldn't carry the effects with it on the ballot question, because it just gives, you talk about game in the system, it gives the politicians too much opportunity to make statements there.
Yes, from Minneapolis. Yeah, gotcha. Yes, from Minneapolis Attorney Terrence W. Moore. All right, so we will watch and see what happens today. Got to happen quickly, as you say, whatever it is. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for your time. Enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you. It is 6:57, traffic and weather, coming up next here on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.